Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Leroy Allen, the host of the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show. I want to thank all of you for taking the time out to join us this evening for the Art of Strong Leadership. It does me great pleasure to introduce our co-host, Ms. Kendall Lanise, of whom she's celebrated a birthday recently. So we're very excited for her and very excited about all that, you know, she's going to be doing. And I am extremely happy that she is working with me. Kendall, how you doing?
I am swell, and thank you. And I'm still celebrating the whole month of June, just in case someone or anyone would like to know.
Of course.
So thank you so much. As you know, I had a blast this weekend for my birthday, and it continues. But while we're on birthday, before I forget, I want to give a shout-out to my niece, Anaya. Today is her birthday. She's 19. In New Jersey, so happy birthday, Anaya.
Happy birthday, Anaya. We so appreciate you. 19 years, you're doing very well.
That's right. I remember when she was
you're
born.
You're doing
so
very
so
well.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, absolutely. As they say, a little bit wiser, a teeny bit older.
Right. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah, how about
so
that?
So in my case, too. I guess that's in my case, too. Okay, that's good. Okay.
I know that's right. We stay young and better. We don't get old. We just
exactly.
Multiply.
Right. Like gremlins.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Oh,
yes.
So
Kendall, why don't you start
about
off
show,
by?
Man.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So am I. It's been something that we've been working towards and talking about and tabling our thoughts around, you know, for quite some time now. And so now we have the opportunity to, you know, broadcast and, you know, be of one mind and talk about strong leadership. And so I like that.
No weak leadership here.
That's right. That's right. If it ain't strong, you know, we have no room for empowerment if it's not strong leadership. Kendall, why don't you start by giving us our life note of today, and then we'll move forward.
Okay, so my life note today, be a leader that someone would like to follow without being pushed. And that's my life note for today. That's my homemade quote for today, because a strong leader leads without asking you to follow, and they don't have to
absolutely
push the horse to follow. And also on a leg of that is a good leader knows when to follow.
Absolutely.
So that's my life note for that.
Well,
so
we're going to
that?
Build. I so agree with you. I so agree with that. In fact, we're going to build our case off of the life note of today. We're going to build our case here. Kendall, my mentor has a quote where he says, "Don't tell me who you're leading till you tell me who you're following."
That's
don't
true.
Tell me who, yeah, don't tell me who you're teaching until you tell me who taught you. So we recognize leadership or the position of leadership to be not a position of control, but we recognize it as being a position of influence.
Right.
It's how
exactly.
we recognize leadership.
Exactly.
And so when we look at the big picture of what leadership is all about, it simply suggests that we should maintain what we call a high teachability index, where we can even learn from the least of them as leaders.
Right.
And the
right.
least of them could very well be a child, right?
Yeah.
And that child does not have the credentials that you may have, but that doesn't mean that they cannot teach you. That doesn't mean
and
that
most,
at all.
That's right. The most powerful leadership tool you have is your own personal example.
Is your own personal example. And so it's not enough as leaders to just say we're going to do a thing. When it comes down to influencing people, people want to know that you have put some skin in the game, you have studied to show yourself approved, you have experienced some level in life that would make them, make it worthwhile for them to follow you. Because you and I
That's both right.
know, if you are a leader and there is no one following you, then you're not leading anybody.
That's so true. And everybody wants to lead someone. I remember when my daughter, my oldest daughter, who's 23, I remember when she was in school, she was so excited to be the line leader.
Yes.
So they had to line up behind. You know how it is. You have daughters in elementary school when they get up in the kindergarten and they stand in front and all the little kids follow. They look and see when the leader gets up. They look to see when the leader starts walking. They look to see when the leader stops. Now, in kindergarten, my daughter didn't say, or maybe she did say, hey, I'm the line leader, but she is my child, but maybe she did.
Yeah.
But even without saying anything, she stood up, and they already knew that that was the leader. She started walking. They knew when to follow. They knew when to stop. And as a child, she didn't have to say anything. And that's what a good example of a leader is, someone that doesn't have to open their mouth and say, hey, 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 I'm the leader, but they're showing by example and by, like I said, by their personal, their own personal example. And you want to lead. You want to go where they're going. You want to follow, you know, follow them because they look like they know a little something, or without even saying, hey, I know a little something. So it's all about
absolutely
that person and not so much the position, if you will.
Absolutely. I so agree with you, because when my children were in school, I used to have this message for them where I would say, Lakeisha and Letitia, more than likely, all of the people that you are friends with now in high school, there's going to be a majority of them that you won't even see again after you leave. So now to get caught up in situations with them, when they're perhaps not, when they are perhaps not going in a direction that you're going in, could lead you down a road of trouble. So you have to be able to identify with the people that are leading you. You have to find a common niche somewhere where you can say, hey, we have something in common that we can talk about. We have something in common that will influence your personal growth and development, and it's going to influence my personal growth and development. And so what that means is that we now have an agreement.
Right.
So now when we look at the role of a leader, leaders are the ones who empower people to discover and use their greatest potential. Share a little bit with us on that, with that, Kendall, would you?
Okay, I mean, and I'm glad you asked. So thank you. Well, there are several types of leadership styles. Just think about the leaders in your life and that you've come across. There are different types. But my personal style, and what you know in Atlanta, I will be talking about this leadership. I'm a transformational leader, and let me just tell you what that is, and tell our listeners what that is. It's an effective leader, it's an effective leader who someone else wants to follow. So a transformational leader creates an inspiring vision of the future and then motivates that person following and inspires people to engage with that same vision, manages delivery of the vision, so it'll help you see the vision and then get to that vision. Also, as a life coach, as we are, I don't think we said that, we're both certified life coaches, and we both have a lot of flashes behind our name, but our main goal is to really help people and enhance their life, hence Life Enhancement Radio. A transformational leader coaches and builds a team so that is more effective in achieving the vision. So it's all about pushing that person to the goal, making that person see the great in them, to see themselves as a leader, to kind of motivate and inspire that, not so much a dictatorship or that type of leader is you do what I say, I'm saying I'm the leader, so you follow me. I'm not that type of leader. I want to be the leader, as we were talking about earlier, to show by personal example and pull people along with me. And that's why I'm a transformational life coach as well. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what type of leader are you, you think?
Well, I am a transformational leader too. I am a transformational leader from the standpoint I love being able to be transparent in my leadership, meaning I don't mind coming from behind the wall and saying this is who Leroy Allen is. I don't mind sharing with you that, hey, you know, I failed at some things too, because as I have been taught that the greater my teachability index is, the more people will be attracted to what it is that I do and who it is that I am.
I agree.
You and I have this quote where we say as leaders, Kendall, when you are in your assignment, rather, as a leader, you will attract people like you attract money, and you will attract money like you attract people.
That's right.
So now, that, as a leader, that's right, absolutely. As a leader, if you are in your assignment as a leader and you are attracting money like you attract people and attract people like you attract money, what that just simply says is that as a leader, you chase vision. You don't chase money.
Right. Right.
As a leader, you
because
chase
vision. Because the money
vision.
Will come. When you're walking
the money
in that
will
space
come.
That you're meant to, yep. When you're like you said, working your assignment and you're doing what you're supposed to do, and you're doing it out of the love of helping people, helping yourself, trying to kumbaya, make this world a better place in a sense, the money will follow. But you got to put in the work, and you got to have somebody that wants to follow. And nobody,
absolutely.
And that's why I love what you said about being transparent, because you have to show somebody that you fall, and you get up, you dust yourself off. You've had successes, and I don't like to call them failures, but successes that didn't work out in the beginning. I'll say that. But someone has to see a real person to know, hey, this person can inspire me to do this, or I will lead. I will allow this person to lead me because I see that they are a good leader. I see how they are in their lives. I see how they are in their community. I see how they are with their children or at work. That is someone. And most people don't say, hey, you're a leader, let me follow you. It's not a conversation that people have. It's something that just happens. Because like you said, and like I said earlier, in order to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower. You have to know when to follow and fall back and when to lead and take the initiative to go further. And that's a challenge for some people.
Oh, absolutely. Indeed it is. Indeed it is. That's a challenge for persons, and you always know it's a challenge for persons, Kendall, because when you are authentic in your leadership, you don't have to tell everybody that I'm the cat's meow.
Mm-mm. That's right.
There are times when you could walk up in a room and you can be the light of that moment in that room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to tell everybody that you have a doctoral degree. You have a master's degree.
Come on.
You know, you don't have to tell everybody that because there are persons who have doctoral degrees and they're not working. They can't get a job. And so in that, it can't be all that connected to who you are as a leader just because you have that to decorate your wall.
You better come
I mean, the wall looks
it.
Good.
That's so true.
The wall looks good. All of the certifications, all of the, you know, the slashes that we have behind our name,
all
that looks good.
Right?
Right,
all the adornment and the decoration, but what else is there?
What else is there?
Take the plaque off the wall. Right.
Absolutely.
No,
what else is there?
I totally agree. Yeah.
Because
what else
this
is
there?
The thing about right.
Go
ahead. Right.
Because
this is the thing about a leader. Mm-hmm. A leader is a leader even if they want to be low key and chill in the back of the room. You get what I'm saying? Some leaders,
I do.
A true leader, you can be in the cut, minding your own business, but somehow you are push to lead and you didn't even try to lead because that's who you are. Some people are just natural born leaders. You see kids at a small age and you see them grow up and no one said, hey, I want you to be, you know, well, some parents say I want you to be a leader and not a follower, but that's easier said than done. And every child doesn't progress into a leader. They might progress into following instructions by a parent saying, I need you to be a leader and not a follower. But let's just be real. Let's keep it real. Every child is not a leader. I don't care how much a parent will try to kind of, you know, ingrain that. A leader is someone that now you can become a leader as you go through life, but everybody is not a natural born leader. So there
that
are classes
correct.
Like the classes we have and the Toastmasters and different things like that will show people because a lot of people are leaders, but they don't know how to exert it. They don't know how to, maybe it's just the lack of confidence or the lack of self-esteem or something like that, suppressing it. But I believe people do have leadership skills in them, but some people have other things clouding that. So, yes, when a parent is saying, yes, I want you to be a leader, I think that child and soon-to-be adult, they do have it in them. However, they may not be exerting it.
Absolutely. I so agree with you.
Or may not know how. Yeah.
I have a five-year-old grandson. His name is Jarrell. And from the moment this young guy, Kendall, started saying yes and no, I always took that as a cue that's when they're really ready to hit the road and you start teaching them, you know. I mean, obviously you teach them before then because mama would say, no, we've been teaching them while we was carrying the guy, you know, and that sort of thing, or the girl or what have you. But immediately when he started saying yes and no, whenever he would come around me, I would always tell him that he's a leader. And so I said to him, I said, what are you? He says, I'm a leader. And he would say it, and every time I would ask him, what is he? And he would say he's a leader. He would say it with some type of authority. Now, he don't even know what a leader is, might I tell you. But this is what he's saying. And I rather that he hears it from me who he is rather than allowing somebody in the street to tell him who he is. So about 2 or 3 weeks ago, he graduated from pre-kindergarten, and he's going to kindergarten. And so I took him out, and I took him to this barbershop, Kendall, and he got VIP treatment. So what that means is that he was treated like a leader. He got his hair washed. He got a haircut. After he got his haircut, he got a massage. I mean, the guy
is
better
right.
than me. So after it was all over and said and done, I made him aware that this is how leaders transfer their uniqueness by the work that they put in.
But
so
bingo.
There's a level
do you
of
see
work.
That?
Yeah.
That's right. But
yeah,
do you
there's
see the
a
difference?
Level of work.
That's exactly what I was talking about. That's right.
Yeah.
Because the difference
there's
is, like I was saying, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What I was going to say is, and I just didn't want to lose this point, so I do apologize for that. But
no, go ahead.
The whole point that I was making. Like I'm so glad you brought that up because that's what I was saying in the beginning with kids. You're like, be a leader and not a follower. That's not really instilling that. But when you say you are a leader and you show him what leadership looks like, that's when they absorb it. Because just saying, be a leader, not a follower, that's totally different from you are a leader. And let me show you how you're a leader, even if you don't even know the definition at five to know what it means. So I love that. You showed him what leaders and what bosses and ballers do.
Absolutely.
Massages at 5 years old.
Yeah, because I mean, and the young man, is outliving me already because I've had massages before, but they never come at the expense of the barbershop. So he's even experiencing it's never come at the expense of the barbershop. And so in that, when we look at the transformality of leadership at its very best, we have to closely relate that to, that related to the fact, rather, that there's a work that comes with that. You know, you have to almost be willing to let go and shrink sometimes so that someone else may shine. And I think that oftentimes even leaders who have been leaders for some period of, they fall into that trap of not denying themselves to make something better for somebody else. Because what better way to connect? Yeah, what better way, Kendall, to connect with a person than to make something easy for them? And you don't have no motives, you don't have no agendas or anything of the kind. You just see something in that person, that potential, and you want to help them reach their greatest potential. And you say, I'm going to sow this into you today. I'm going to sow it into you. Because guess what? If you have the gift of leadership upon your life, you ain't taking it with you when you leave here, so you might as well give
that's
it away
right.
to somebody.
That's right. That falls in line with what I say. You know what I always say. You don't have to dim someone else's light just for you to shine. Everybody
Absolutely.
Can shine together. You don't have people try to put out someone else's light in order for them to shine. That's not a leader. That's an arrogant, selfish person that doesn't want to see anyone else win. But a true leader
Absolutely.
Wants to see everyone win. And there is enough
everyone
light
win.
For everyone to shine. So I totally agree with that. And we're both leaders, but we know. We go into business meetings. We know when to fall back. You know, with the radio show, we got 30 minutes, so we're both trying to talk, and I know me. I'm trying to talk. You trying to talk.
Sure, that's
well,
all right.
You know,
go ahead.
We've been in business meetings. You know how we are. We've been in business meetings. I will be there. I won't say a word. And then you
yeah.
do all the talk, or I'll talk, and you fall back. But that's what good
Absolutely.
Leadership is. You got to know
Absolutely.
You got to know your position and play your position. And I think people think leaders are supposed to actively lead. It's a difference between leadership and bossiness.
Absolutely.
And I think some people get that confused. Some people think, oh,
Absolutely.
Well, you're being boss because the bossy is you need to do blah, 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 blah. And the leadership, they don't have to say anything. They just
no,
boss
no.
and just live.
Absolutely.
And do what they do.
And on top of that, Kendall, the one thing that an authentic leader has going for him or herself is this. They understand that they can do just as good on just mere presence than they could on speaking or delegating or giving assignments or making decisions. They can have a presence about them that elevates status and work performance to its greatest level. And that's not an intimidated position. That's a position of confidence. A position of confidence, knowing that, yes, I am a leader, but at the same time, my teachability index is at a point where I could also sit down and I can put some skin in the game even on the assembly line. And it doesn't affect
right.
my ego in no kind of way whatsoever.
That's right.
Because
the leadership is not afraid to play and get
yeah.
their hands dirty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes it's far more better to lead by getting your hand dirty than to be one who's standoffish in the corner and can't nobody even ask you a question. Can't nobody even ask you a question.
Because you're the leader with the light shining on you, right?
Yeah.
You're the leader.
Yeah.
You're the king of the land. And your light is shining on you, and you're sitting there, but you're not leading a thing. See, some people think
no,
you're leading,
leading
they're
anything.
Not. No,
exactly.
you're not leading
and,
anything. You're
in
leading
fact,
people
what it
away
is,
from
is,
you.
That's what you're doing. You're leading people away from you. In fact, what it is Kendall, you know, in the management level, there are more managers than there are leaders. So as a manager, as a supervisor on a job, watch this, Kendall, as a supervisor on a job, people come to you because they have to, not because they want to. So what? So in essence, what they're doing is they're tolerating you. They're tolerating you.
Mm-hmm.
And so as they are busy tolerating you, what you're getting is you're getting less performance from them, which in return puts the people at the higher level, people of higher authority, in the position to question
right.
your capacity to work with people.
Come on, because a leader shows by example. They show, they
Absolutely.
Set the tone. Like we talked about work culture earlier today, like or yesterday. Work, the leader sets the tone. Now, that's in a family, that's in a workspace, that's in a classroom. The leader sets the tone, and a leader doesn't have to raise their voice. A leader doesn't have to yell. A leader doesn't have to call names or anything like that. The leader shows by example. And like I said in the very beginning, coming back to that, the most powerful leadership tool you have is your own personal example. And people don't realize that people are watching even when you think they aren't watching. So the little things you do as your role in the leader, people are watching and people are looking to see, because it's not something that you have to put on your forehead. It's something that you are. It's who you are in every, you know, scenario or situation. But everybody that's a lead, everybody that thinks they're a leader or in a leadership position, they may not be a leader. Like you just said, they may just be a manager.
Absolutely. They're a manager. Yeah. And there is a huge distinction between a manager and a leader. There's a huge distinction between
that. Tell the people what that is. Tell the people what
the
that
leader,
is.
The leader sets the vision.
Mm-hmm.
He passes that vision down to the manager. The manager works through and around people to make the vision a success. The leader gives little detail about the vision to the manager. And the reason why he gives little detail about it is because the manager is expected to be able to feel the vibe from the leader to be able to carry out the assignment. So the leader practices all day, every day, and as we say, Kendall, twice on Sunday, how to say a whole lot with just a few words.
Mm-hmm.
So now a leader is never going to be in a position where he's going to put someone in a position who does not have the capacity to fulfill the vision and complete the assignment. He's never going to do that. The leader
because
will never, because
like
see, then it becomes a
that's
thing
right.
of not trust.
That's right.
Right? It becomes
that's
a thing
right.
that, can I trust you to do this? And if a leader has to sit back and ever question a manager as to whether or not he or she can trust them, believe me, they won't be there long.
Right.
They won't
right.
be there long. Because, see, then
right.
it becomes,
leader,
well, am I losing money?
Right.
Right?
Right.
It becomes a thing as to whether I'm losing money.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And a leader will tell you rather quickly, I'm not in the business of losing money. I'm in the business of making money. If I got to lose money, then what do I need you for? That's what a leader will tell you. What do I need you for?
Say what you say. And the leader will also say what you say. What you always
yeah.
say in any meeting that we're in. I get what I can do for you. Now, what can you do for me?
That's right. What can you do for me?
That's a leader.
What can
now,
you
that's
do for
a
me?
Boss right there. Yeah, you
yeah.
don't care where we are. Listeners, wherever we are with Leroy, I can sit back and I know when to let him lead because I know exactly what he's going to do and say, and he's going to already ask, we have all of this to offer. Now, what can you do for me? A follower can't
that's
ask
right.
that question. Only a boss leader can ask that question. And that's
absolutely.
Me as a great leader. I know when to fall back and listen, learn, and follow.
and vice versa. Vice versa. Vice versa. You know.
That's hilarious. I can't believe it's almost 30 minutes already. Wow.
Yeah, it's almost 30 minutes.
So
and with that being said, Kendall, go ahead and give the listeners the news of our radio and talk show, the direction that we're going in, and lead them to, you know, where if they want to know more about who we are and all of those good things and, you know, all of the, you know, shows that are coming forward.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to Life Enhancement Radio. You can always learn more about us and what we do in our upcoming shows on lifeenhancementradio.com. Also, July 7th at 6 p.m. WOLB, we will be officially on Radio 1. Yes, Kathy Hughes' station, and it's going to be more Life Enhancement Radio. We're going to have some great surprises, some beautiful subjects. You'll see some of the subjects on lifeenhancementradio.com. We're also going to have some fun and exciting segments. We've been talking about ways to just make the show amazing. So we want everyone to listen. So, again, lifeenhancementradio.com. find out all about Leroy and I, find out about what we have going, what we have next. It's an exciting time for us, so we're excited. You're excited, right, Leroy?
I am very much excited, and for all those under the sound of our voice, we just simply ask you guys to live hard, live long, but most importantly,
and live right, y'all. Remember, you're a star, so don't let anyone dim your shine. Tell them, hey, don't dim my shine. We can all shine together. That's what it's about, and that's what a good leader would always say.
Absolutely. Let us all shine together.
Thank
you guys once again for joining the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show. And our next phase of our time together will be through Radio One. And we are indeed excited. So, you know, come along and be excited with us and grow together. Thank you very much.
I'm Kendall Lanise, and that's Leroy Allen. Until next time, God bless and peace.
Thank you.
Yeah, great show, my friends.